Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to the sounds of State Radio.
Yo, what up, people? Again, I'm back. Today is Friday. We're ending the week, man. You know what I'm saying? The weekend is here. For those that don't know, I'm getting married on the 24th. I'm real happy about that. You know, maybe someone could call in, man, and let us know what you think about being married, or if you're married, or if you want to get married, or anything. Just holler at your boy. I'm about to play some tunes, man. You never know who's going to call in, you know. We got all our celebrity friends, people in the South and everything, you know. So I'm gonna play some Cassilis, and a new R&B dude calls himself the Prince of R&B. Peep it out. Tell me what you think.
Why the first girl I see when I walk up in the club is her? These niggas told me that you was gonna miss her, but wasn't gonna see this girl. No, not tonight. I want it. Please feel the time. I want her off my mind. I was too late to leave. Damn, I wonder who that is she's talking to. You put the drink down, now we making a move. I wonder where they moving to. It's just like a fool, I'm watching her. Trying to make my eyes to turn. But I can't stop watching, I'm watching. See, I can't stop watching, I'm watching.
I think he calls himself like the Prince of R&B or something. I don't know. But y'all let me know if y'all think he's the new Prince of R&B from Atlanta, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But Friday, we chilling out, you know, we hanging out, and, you know, we got a lot of good music for you here. You know what I'm saying? a little John Legend right here. He got his little group thing, you know what I'm saying, going on. Peep it out. Tell us what you think.
Yeah! This is how we do it. V.A. Sticky! Hey, what's up, y'all? It's me again. A Midwest boy trying to make some means. This ain't John Legend, but it's next to kin. You can count us to win as soon as we walk in. Hey, hey, we're too smooth for all them others. Hey, hey, way too cool for your mother. Old school is what we reppin'. Pass back in session with Estelle Sean Dick. We gon' teach y'all a lesson. We rock the show all night. Act like you know, homie. Make feel good music, and we about to change the game.
To the game with a chopper for a ride. Came to hustle these flows with my D-boy grind. The home school is nothing, so we do this all the time. But the space to the UK is the best of it combined. You can search a lower valley, high a mountain that you can climb. To never find a style like mine, it's one of a kind. Lyrically, it's murder, but they never find the gun. They frisk me at the door, but they never do search my tongue. So now I'm in the VIP, the only nigga strapped. And they wonder why when I spit, sucker MCs collapse. I'm never leaving, blame John. He left Sean in here. Got spells in here, plus the barn in here. But we drop a full blow like a bomb in here.
Hey, hey.
Yo, I'm too hood for you squares.
Hey.
I know I got haters, but who cares? Cause you are now rocking with Diggy, the true player. Put your ear by the speaker and your hands in the air. Listen up.
Yeah. Listen up. You ain't in our league, Jenny. We ain't Biggie, better know what I mean. Yeah, listen when I told
you.
I call them and them are pros. From hip hop to dance and rock, we all of that. Have a cold and a smile, you give me a soul back. That's that real boom back. How I crossed overseas and I'm killing them on the track. I had tea with the queen, yeah, Posh knows Wagwan. How do you extend the she on homeschool, friends out, yeah, clearing out the wetness. Optimistic like the sounds of blackness. I tell you what it is, it's that UK slam. Bet you by the end of this, you'll be doing my act. Come on,
listen up. Hey, hey, listen up.
John Legend in the back.
Listen up while I spit it on the track.
I just had to let you know,
I'm the man behind the music. I'm the executive collecting all the dough.
Yep, I'm the boss of this whole school city. Yeah, listen up while my crew makes it, yeah. Say, wow, copy our style. It's a new era and it starts right now. I hear you, Sean Diggy, I hear you. It's Sally, I hear you. Von Anthony, I hear you. Listen up.
Yeah, that was tight. John Legend ripped it on right on the end right there. You know, he came in and he represented for his peoples, you know. You got a lot of people that's starting up their own record labels and stuff and trying to get their own thing going, which, you know, I ain't trying to hate on nobody, man. Get your paper, you know what I mean? You got people out there pimping your music. Now it's time for you to pimp somebody else's music. You got to keep the thing going, man. You got to keep the trail going. So you pimp somebody, you get pimped, and then you pimp somebody, then somebody pimps somebody else, then, you know, you keep it going. That's how you keep the money. That's how Diddy got where he is, right? You know, he started his little label. Then he blew up. Now he's worth like $300 million or something, you know. Do your thing. Yo, Jay-Z's doing it crazy, too. It's like every time I hear his name, he got a new business or something. He keeps busy. But anyway, play this new Foxy Brown joint. Peep it out and, you know, holla.
Whoa, 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 wh
talking about State Radio, y'all. I should kick a rhyme right now.
Pretty boys nervous. Y'all already know who this is. Better throw it back this shit. I like your breath, huh? I ain't some other rap. I throw it up in mad position. From the bathroom to the kitchen. On the table, the dishes. The pull to the floor while I give you the business. Yeah, I'm so flexible. I touch and pull that stuff real proper. The hip with the ill nana. Hip with the ill nana. Hip with the ill nana.
Come on, everybody sing it. Foxy Brown and build it. Foxy Brown and build it. Try and get into some more music here, you know what I mean? I got some new joint, some other stuff. I got one from Soulja Boy.
You are now listening to the sounds of State Radio.
Soulja Boy, so jam. Right now it's going down.
Jam.
Looking for the Soulja girl.
Oh
hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Watch me do, damn, watch me do, yeah, eh, eh, hey, you gotta step like this to be a soldier, girl. You gotta step like that to be a soldier, girl.
Monday to Sunday.
Big,
I know we young, but everybody fall in love someday.
Big,
so I'm gonna tell her, got the girls on wild. From the corner of my eye, I saw her smile. You wanna be my girl, gotta wipe me down. Dress so pretty, make the girls say wow. Loving me,
loving me,
my soldier girl. Loving me, my soldier girl.
You gotta step like this to be a soldier. You gotta step like that to be a soldier.
That song Dead by Jay Holiday. Yo, man, stop making all your records sound the same.
She calling me, right? I'm calling her. She following me, I'm following her.
said, you got this girl strong. She got me sprung too. She said, both of y'all gone. But I'm digging her. She digging me.
She digging me.
And she so cute.
And
she so lovely.
She try to step like this to be a soldier.
Radio in the building, spatemag.com, www.spatemag.com, spatemag.com, and I'm here. It's your boy Antoine, the CEO, the founder, along with Madman of Spate Magazine, doing our thing. Spate Radio, we got Spate TV. Go to YouTube, check out Spate TV. We got mad interviews with all different types of celebrities, everybody from LL, Joel Ortiz, everything, man. You know, we having fun doing our thing, man. You know, so go peep that stuff out. And we got more music for you, man. You know, this is Baby C. Do it like it is.
Let's go.
Trying to get behind that. You can rock like this, or you can make it twerk. No question, just look at my wrist and you'll know what I'm worth. Now I got you in the mix, going to make it work. Who said I'm throwing money? Somebody lied to her. Look, I don't play no games and I don't take no. So if you're thinking beef, then I'm gonna get your click. If you ain't know, we deep up in this OTT, straight mop. See, I'm trying to find a chick to go home with. You know the type to do her thing on the magic stick. I said the type to do her thing on the magic stick. You can do it like that, or you can do it like this.
You can do it like this, or do it like that. Do it like this, or do it like that. Do it like this, or do it like that. Do it like this, go and bring it back. Bring it, do it like this, or do it like that. Do it like this, or do it like that. Do it like this.
Show me where you at. Matter of fact, pull out a money roll stack. Floss what you got, show them D's on the leg. Look, you see, I'm trying to find a chick to lay up. Put it in the feeling that was that. I got that magic stick, I hit her once and she attached. I got that magic stick, I hit her once and she attached.
You can do it like this or do it like that. Do it like this or do it like that. Do it like this or do it like that.
You gonna do what you wanna do, you understand?
Let's go. Walk it out, and you can go and do the boot. You can do it like this. Hey, walk,
say. Look, you don't play no games and I don't take no shit. So if you think you're beef, then gonna get your click. Look, I don't play no games and I don't
like
take no
shit.
So if you think you're beef, then gonna get
like
your click.
Like this, like that, like this, and like this, like that, Spate Radio. Yeah, I. That's what I'm talking about. That joint was pretty hot right there. We got my boy Classic. Yo, Chris, where you at, man? Chris Classic in the building.
Please enter your password, then press pound. You have new voice messages and 5 saved messages.
Daddy, call me back.
Once again, it's on. Classic. Shadow Bill. We call this one call. You can find me talking while I'm walking or in back of sedans. I like that AAL. No, I don't need no band. It's an incredible feeling when I connect with my folks. When you hear them say how you feeling, that the message is broke. Little mama with that sidekick. You can be my side chick. Wifey got that berry. She be pinning me up. So if you want to, you I hit you back when I can. And if you ain't with your man, then we can do what we planned. I have you home by 10. Kind of sneaky, some call it freaky, but I'm frequently called. BBW, you ain't no trouble, baby, I like it all. Now recall me when you need me, just call me. And I come up running and gunning, but you gotta call me.
Call me.
You got a phone, then take a picture of me. Tell me you love me. Yeah, when you're lonely, all you gotta do is call me.
Call me.
Yeah, if you're chilling with some women, just call me.
Call me.
I come and kick it a minute, but you gotta call me.
Call me.
You getting money and got some extra for me. Pick up your phone. Don't
call us.
Dummy, all you gotta do is call me.
Call me.
It's B3 in the morning, I'm not giving a damn. Cause I will come and write some lyrics for a couple of grand. If I have to spit it, forget it. Put me up in the suite. Do my vocals, get a massage, then I go get some sleep. Some think it's crazy, but my lady knows that I'm on my grind. So if I'm beeping, why be? The only time that you can't reach me is one. Is that important quality time with Juju, my son? But other than that, I'm a mister, I hit your back. I got a jack on the rack. That means a phone on my watch. We can talk or type, text, message, or Skype. But I prefer it when I hear it, so I get it right. Now we call. Need me when you need me, just call me. And I come up running and gunning, but you gotta call me. If you got a phone, then take a picture of me. Tell me you love me. Yeah, when you're lonely, all you gotta do is call me. Yeah, if you're chilling with some women, just call me. And I come and kick it a minute, but you gotta call me. If you getting money and got some extra for me, pick up your phone. Don't be no dummy. All you gotta do is call me. Here go my number, baby. Give me a call. Here go my number, baby. Give me a call.
Yeah. Radio, y'all. Call Chris Classic.
And I come and kick it up. But you gotta call me. If you get money and got
give Chris Classic a call.
Don't be no dummy. All you gotta do is call me.
The music is crazy.
There are no more messages.
Give Chris Classic a call, man. That's my dude, man. What up, Chris? What's going on, man? Yo, we're gonna hang out, man. Like, yo, you be hitting me on the. We be hitting each other back and forth, texting and all that. Yo, we got to get together, man. Hang out, man. Do some music, man. Let's get this popping.
Let's get this popping.
All right? Yo, we got some MF Doom going on. You know what? Let me hit you with some Madman. Letter to God, man. Get into some God, man. You pray, people. Pray for yourselves.
Letter to God.
Couple of answers, so I don't feel so insecure. I feel like everyone's against me. My heart used to feel so full, and now it feels so empty. Why I can't drive a Bentley and have a girl I can trust riding shotgun along with me? And why I had these feelings in my chest, and why I'm so young dealing with an old man stress, and why my soul's laid to rest? Will I sleep restless due to my lifetime of stresses? Do I really deserve this? Or am I being cursed for something that I did which was worthless? Am I worthless? Can I reverse this cursiness? So let me know, I'm so confused. Playing the game, I wanna win, but it's hard. Cause every time I try, I lose. All my emotions are so battered and bruised. Which way should I choose? Either way, I always lose, and I don't know which way to go. So I lead to that Mary Jane, and I pull back the drone. Touchdown on where I stand now. Sleeping on my boys' kitchen floor. I'm a man now. Being around, I smile when they turn, I frown. Feels like my world's being turned upside down. Blood rushing to my head. I wake up, I'm not dead. I thank God for another day. I rise. Open my eyes, it's not yet my demise. So I try the best that I can to stay bold and be wise and fulfill God's plan. Now that I am a man, I learn and understand that I'm here to take a stand. Sign language with my hands. Can't hear me, and when you comprehend, you have no choice but to feel me. And if you have no hands, then touch me with your emotions. I have no choice. God bless me with this potion. I'm trying to let it rub up on y'all like lotion. Don't be afraid or timid to approach him, cause in the end, he's the one you give your devotion to.
Yo, what up, Madman? State Magazine in the building. Yo, that's hot. Yo, we're gonna get into a little seaside right now. We got the boyfriend, girlfriend, Seaside in the building, 1720 Records in the building.
Some other chicken heads couldn't put no feel, but you, it's something about your baby. What it is, I don't know. Maybe cause your body just right. When a sexy smile, you know how to get that dough. You bust a heart for red just like Bo. Fill me up when I'm feeling low. When I'm home off the road, no questions asked. You know what's on as soon as I hit the dough.
What's going on, man?
Baby, you was made for me.
Seaside in the building?
Yes, it's Seaside. We're in the building.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. We got the joint playing in the background. I'm going to turn that off so we can get a chance to talk to you guys for a second.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about. So
yeah.
Tell the people a little bit about you guys, for those that may not be familiar with Seaside and how you guys got discovered and everything.
All right. The way we came together is three of us in a group, first of all. It's me, Kenny Cole, my cousin, Bo Q, is in right here.
What's happening, Bo?
Oh, okay. What's up, man?
And Gator, who is outside of where we are right now. Basically, we all came together around 2001. We've been working on the underground scene, doing everything we could, you know, from production to promotions to, you know, writing for a lot of other artists. And basically, been releasing CDs and stuff, and we came up with this record, MySpace Freak.
Okay.
And, everything started picking up from there.
Okay, and so you guys got signed to 1720, right? 1720 Records or Entertainment?
Right, right. We did a partnership with 1720 Entertainment. Our production company is called Power Entertainment, and we partnered up, and we wanted to try to do what we could do and make an impact from an independent standpoint.
Oh, okay. That's cool. And what's some of the people you have on your album, like different producers and stuff like that?
We actually produced everything on this album in-house. We got some producers that have worked with a lot of artists out here. Honorable C-Note, Marvelous J, Black Smurf. You know, our credits range from, you know, Keisha Cole to Ludacris to Franchise Boys. It's a long list of artists that we've been working with behind the scenes. It's a cat named Flo Riley, got a real hot record right now. And we've been doing a good amount of his album as well.
Okay. From what I heard, you guys may have worked with Akon or one of those guys over there. Is that true?
We did some production with Akon on his artist named Ray L. He had the Girl Got a Girlfriend record.
Okay, yeah, Ray L. We know Ray L. We did an interview with him before. Ray L's a friend to the fam.
That's right. That's right.
All
right.
Definitely. So what are you guys doing, you know, like what are you guys, are you touring right now or?
Yeah, we've been on the road, man, having a lot of fun, been, you know, kind of looking for girlfriends, running into some MySpace freaks here and there.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm talking about, they got the big butt groupies and stuff going on.
Hey, I ain't saying they groupies, they just newfound friends. But yeah, we've been having a good time on the road, trying to support the record. And kind of, you know, get face to face with the fans that you know may have only seen us on TV or on the MySpace page.
Okay, well let the people know who we're talking to again. So we're talking to Seaside right now. You know,
yes, that's right. It's your boy Seaside.
Yep.
Right here, your boy Kiko.
Yeah, I'm so talented, both you repping South Carolina all day and every day, man.
And the homie Gator. You know what I'm saying?
All right. We're getting a little information. We're trying to drain these dudes of some information, man. See where they're coming from. What they got, what they're going to hit us with next, man. Because you got the single that's bubbling right now. Boyfriend, girlfriend.
That Gator came up with that concept. That was basically, you know, an effort to, you know, we just thinking about how hard it is while we be on the road trying to really secure our relationship going through what we go through. And basically all our records be concept records. MySpace Freak is just talking about people who are obsessed with MySpace and don't know how to leave it alone.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes take it too far, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And, you know, we got some other songs that's real hot in the streets right now. Got a record called $1,000 Car and a record called Fly that's really been, you know, been growing in the streets organically. And those are records that ain't really even put out like that. So, you know, the album is going to be real, real hot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, yeah, like, we're based basically in New York, right? And
right.
The South has shown us a tremendous amount of love, man. Like, the first person that we ever interviewed a while back was Kaya. And she showed us a lot of love. And I know, like, a lot of artists from the South, they're willing to, you know, just like you guys, you know, help each other out. It seems like a little bit more than like the people up north, because you got a lot of rappers from New York, and they don't have the opportunity to be able to, you know, just make records with a lot of the hot dudes from New York. Whereas a lot of guys from the South, they'll hop on another song for an up and coming dude. So like, why is it like that? Why do the Southern artists seem like they got a bond with each other that nobody else has?
Because we see each other coming up, and like when I believe that if you have a movement and support a movement before the whole world is hip to it, then you actually built a real relationship. You know, it's one to jump on a song with a person because they're hot, and to, you know, and it's another to, you know somebody while they were heating up and support them along that process, and then, you know, ask for a helping hand a little later. You know, if you worked with Jay-Z, you supported Jay-Z, you tried to collab with him before he was Jay-Z that we all know now, I'm sure your relationship with him now it would be wonderful. And you know, being he the hottest cat in the game, and he pretty much, you know, one of the biggest names in the game, you know, that would be a lot of help. And in Atlanta, basically, everybody knows everybody before we get hot. And we kind of, we got a nice little independent scene because we start in the clubs, we start in the streets, and we know each other in the streets. Mm-hmm. And that's basically the way that we build our relationship, so that when somebody does pop, somebody that you're familiar with, and it's not like somebody is just coming up to you with their hand out.
Okay, okay. Because I see that a lot, definitely. You guys definitely help each other out a lot, and that's you know, that's cool. That's why a lot, there's so much.
Hey, you got to respect the music. If they respect each other, you know, in other regions, and, you know, like, I have known since I was 15 years old, Ludacris the same way, and it's like, you know, if I want to work with them, if I want to do something, it's not like a that much of a reach because, you know, we've been working with each other since before it was huge, you know, since before they were icons and superstars. And that's really the effort that you got to put forth. Like, you got to reach out to everybody. Like, we work with everybody we can on the underground, you know, because one day, you know, some of these artists that nobody knows will one day be superstars, including ourselves.
Exactly, exactly. It's true, and that support is definitely needed. You know, that's so. Since we had got on the topic of the ladies, so you guys, anybody has a funny groupie story? What's the craziest thing a girl ever did to try and get at one of you dudes?
Craziest thing. Let's see. Well, the only crazy story I can think of was when we had, oh, yeah, this Bo Q right here.
Oh, okay. What's up? What's going on?
Nothing much, Bo. But the crazy thing I can think of was when we was in one city, we did a show at the club, and we thought we were just going back to the hotel, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and go to sleep, not thinking nobody was following us, and like 4 o'clock in the morning, I get a knocking at my door. And I look out the window, and it's about, like, 5 chicks beating on the door. And I'm trying to figure out how they get up the stairs, up the elevator and stuff, because they had us on the top floor, and you got to have a certain key to get on the floor. And I'm trying to figure out how they got my room number. So I'm like, okay, I ain't even opened the door, man. I was, like, I was kind of shocked when I saw
woke
that.
Woke up the next morning, they was out there laying in the hallway.
Wow. That's crazy. We love the groupie stories, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Again, people, we here, we talking with Seaside right now.
Hey, well, I got to throw an interjection. I know you was about to go to the next subject, but he didn't tell you why he ain't opened the door.
Why he didn't open the door?
It was some other stuff going on inside the room. I mean, you know, at least mine. I know all my room. In my room,
I was occupied with some sleep, man. I don't know what was going on in his room, but I was occupied sleeping. Damn that.
Wow, that's crazy. But we got Seaside in the building, man. 1720 Records artist again, and let them know the name of your particular label that you have the joint venture going on.
Yeah, it's a 1720 Power joint venture. You know, 1720 been helping us out on this scene, and we basically make the hits. And that's basically what they're asking us to do, and we're trying to come through. Hopefully the people support it. People feel the same way that we feel about our music.
Yeah, and that brings us to another subject of record sales and all of that crap that really kind of messes up the industry right there. So a lot of people dropping albums, and a lot of dudes is not really selling, let's be real. You know, so...
Exactly why.
So give us your opinion on why you think a lot of these artists are dropping, and it seems like a lot of these record companies aren't really giving these artists the support that they need. They, you know, and you know, let us know your opinion of, you know, these record labels and how they, you know, supporting these artists and stuff like that.
Well, number one, if you want people to buy an album, you got to show that you have a real album that's worth the money. Like, I'm an artist, I'm a businessman, but I'm a music lover first.
Okay.
And I buy albums before I became a viable artist. I was buying albums that I thought that I would like based on hearing the music. If you only hear one song, you only gonna want one song.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you hear a few songs that you like, then that encourages you to buy an album. So as an artist, it should be your goal to have a decent following behind more than one record.
Okay.
You know, if you're an artist, and you're showing that you got more than one song and you performing more than one song at these shows, then people believe in you and people want to support you. But if you got one record, then it's kind of like a waste of time, like, to buy an album because you're only going to put that one song on repeat. Mm-hmm. You might as well get the single. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, with the labels, they kind of started exploiting singles more so than before because the artists weren't committed to the actual art form of the music.
Uh-huh.
And if the artists can't show commitment, the labels can't force it on them.
Yeah.
You can't make an artist be a real artist. You can only make them play the character that they're in. And, you know, your Jeezys, your T.I.'s, your 50 Cent's, your Ludacris, they're known for having more than one record. And that's why they're selling and Kanye is selling. And a lot of these pop stars and rocks and rock groups are selling because they're not just making music for one record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you put your effort into creating a whole project, having a real career, then, you know, your sales should translate into it. And you also encourage the label that's supporting you to really do that, to really support you.
Yeah, true. True. That's definitely some really good, valid points right there. But, you know, you guys y'all created y'all buzz online. So there's a lot of artists on MySpace, you know, a couple of million, I guess we would say.
All right.
And, like, if you wanted to give some tips to those dudes, like, because they're trying to do what you guys actually accomplished. You guys actually created your buzz. You got you got signed, and, you know, now you're doing your thing with major artists. So there's a lot of millions of dudes out there that want to do what you guys did. So give them some pointers on where they could start and how they could get to where you guys are.
Number one, basically, stay persistent and be consistent. You know, persistence and consistency is what kind of separates you from everybody else. And, you know, you can't be afraid to be different with your music.
Okay.
You know, don't, you know, try to be different. Try to innovate and don't duplicate.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you don't want to be the same as everybody else. You want to be different, as different as possible.
Okay.
And, you know, that's why Outkast is legendary. That's why, you know, B.I.G. was legendary. Like, you don't want them to say, oh, he sounds like so-and-so, or he's just like so-and-so.
Exactly. That's true.
That's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So
he don't know that his feet is blocking the thing. It's the sensor at the bottom. But, yeah, man. That's the whole thing about Seaside. We like to be unpredictable, man. They don't really, you never know what they expect from us, whether it be a stage show, our videos are crazy, our songs are crazy, you know, anything can happen.
Okay.
And that's what's going to separate us from everybody else. Like, we aim to be different. We strive to be different. We don't want everybody saying, oh, yeah, y'all like the group, whatever group that was hot before us, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's something coming out totally original, doing your own thing, and not worry about what everybody else is doing.
That's right.
So, speaking of 50 Cent, what did you guys think of the showdown between 50 Cent and Kanye? Like, do you think that was good for the music, hip hop music, or?
It was great for the industry. I bought Kanye's album. I didn't buy 50's because 50 didn't even show me one record that made me want to buy the album. So. You know, I'm proud of the purchase because I listen to Kanye's album all the time. And that's really what music is about. Everybody has their own preference. Everybody has their own, you know, I guess, opinion. And mine is that Kanye has a real good album, and that's why he outsold 50. And, you know, that's really what music is about. 50 is known for having a lot of songs on one album,
yeah.
And that's really why he sells records. The same thing goes for Kanye. And that's really what it's about. Like, if you're an artist, show it. Show it in every way possible, from the way you dress, from the way you talk, from the way that you present yourself in these interviews and on your album, your shows, everything.
Exactly. So, what do you got? What type of music do you have in your MP3 player? Like, give us some of the artists that you listen to.
I jam Maroon 5. I jam,
I jam Rihanna. I jam some Kanye. Our artist Flair Jones, she got some hot stuff. I jam that Seaside album, cause that stay on repeat. That Seaside album, tell me. And I guess what you bump, Bo?
Me? I listen to a little bit of Outkast, UGK. I listen to a good bit of gospel music too.
Okay, all right.
So that's me.
Gator, what you listen to? We're listening to, you know what I'm saying, R. Kelly, Twista, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, Gator from Chicago, so that's a super influence. He a Midwest dude all the way.
Okay. So I heard one of you guys mention gospel. So how do you think God played a role in you guys' success and where you are now?
Well, with me, you know, he showed me that if you have faith in him, you can pretty much do whatever, you know what I'm saying, you wish. You know what I'm saying? As long as you put him first, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that gave me a lot of faith and, you know, determination to work hard and try to stay positive and not, you know, feed into the negativity of the music industry. You know what I mean? Because there's a whole bunch of negativity out there.
Mm-hmm.
So with me, you know, it tried to keep me on a more positive note. And music, if you listen to it, you know, is, you know, not really talking about killing folk and all the negativity in the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. We need one thing that I feel that the music industry is missing is versatility, because there's not a lot of artists like Seaside, you know, like, but I'm, you know, maybe we, you know, maybe it would be bad if we had a lot of artists, like, then you guys wouldn't shine. But, you know, we need versatility. We need 50 Cent. We need Kanye. We also need KRS-One, and we need these different types of music, and I really don't feel like the radio gives enough play to everybody.
I agree with that too.
You know, like we need to, you know, split it up a little bit and give everybody a little shine. You know, we don't have to just play 50 or just play Kanye. We can play or Seaside. We can play, you know, everybody, and everybody, you know, get a chance to get some of that money.
That's why we on Spade Radio.
Exactly. Exactly. So what else is going on, man? Like, you said you have an artist, and tell us a little bit about your artist.
Yeah, Flair Jones, she's on the road. She overseas right now in Asia. She's actually the young lady singing on Boyfriend, Girlfriend.
Okay.
And her style is really, like, different. You know, it's a fusion of a lot of things. She got, like, a European influence on her stuff, hip-hop influence. There's a lot of stuff going on. Then we got a homie named Calico Jones. He's got a really big buzz. And we've been working on his project real closely. And he's a rapper. And things been going real well, man. So, you know, I think our camp is going to be, you know, I guess ahead of a real movement.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, the more people you have, the better. You know, spread it out. Help some people out. You get on, you know, help some people out. And that's
exactly what we were talking about before.
Yeah, exactly. You know, keep it coming. You know, that's good. So what studio? You guys have a, you know, your own private studio, or do you go to a particular studio in your hood? Or
yeah, we got our own studios, but we travel because, you know, a lot of the, like we said, we work with a lot of other artists.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, we're known everywhere. You know, you got your Patchwork down here. Shout out to my boy Kurt. You know, Zach Studios. I need my endorsement money, too. We, you know, hit up Stank on your Doppler everywhere, man. We work everywhere.
Okay.
So look at those credits. You know, inside most of these albums, you're going to see most of those studios I just named.
Okay. As far as, the production, what type of equipment you guys use in the studio? Like Pro Tools, and what are some other pieces of equipment?
We got everything from your Motif to your, you know, your Korg boards to your Phantom MPC. You got to have that doing this hip-hop thing. Also, if you're going to be up on the New Age sound and the New Age style, you gotta have Fruity Loops and Reason on deck as well.
Okay.
So, but we got a little piece of equipment not too many people know about, not too many people up on, and I know y'all probably gonna, if you out there listening, you probably gonna go get it, but right now, you know, it's only a few people got it, like us, David Banner and Polo.
Uh-huh.
It's called a virus, the Access Virus, and that's where a lot of our heat be coming from, but it's a couple other things that we got. I'm going to keep that in the closet. I don't want everybody getting up on our secrets.
All right.
We cranking them out, man. Look for our name, like we said, Power Entertainment. We'll be in a lot of these credits coming up this year and next year.
Okay. All right. So definitely. Are you guys like actually play keys and stuff like that, or do you sample? Maybe you can tell them like the.
We get sample. We sample. We kind of come up with melodies.
Okay.
And we, you know, the homie Black Smurf, he plays keys for other people and whatnot.
Okay.
So we kind of come up with the idea, and he plays it out for us. But,
okay,
you know, we the type of guys that just have those crazy melodies in our head, and we try to carry it out, but, you know, we let them do what they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody has their own gift, so we share the wealth.
Okay, definitely. That's what I'm talking about. So, basically, are you guys interested in doing any acting or anything other than music, or you're going to focus on the music right now?
I'm interested in doing a little acting because I seem to act a fool everywhere I go anyway, so might as well get for it.
I agree. I concur. We already act as it is. I'm sure you're going to see us in somebody's TV show or movie as soon as possible. As soon as they come offering the right kind of money, we're going to be there.
Oh, definitely. They got to sign the right check.
Yeah, that's if we don't do it on our own, because we might do it on our own first.
Okay, yeah, so definitely. That's definitely the way. Yeah, I mean, you guys started out that way. You did it on your own, you know, to create your buzz in order to get signed. So you could definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's the same process, right?
Yep. Independent.
Definitely.
Capitalism for you. That's the society they created, so we just trying to make the most of it.
Definitely. So a lot of people are complaining, like saying that the Internet killed the music industry. So the Internet seemed to have a different effect on you guys. So as opposed to, like, how has the Internet been useful to you guys? And, you know, and what are the negatives and positives of the Internet?
I mean, the positive is it's easier to reach more eyes and ears, easier. In the fashion of you don't have to work radio station by radio station to touch millions of people. You know, right now is I guess more inexpensive as far as the marketing and the promotion goes. Then you got, you know, communities like MySpace and Facebook and things of that nature that can help I guess expand who your fan base is, you know, with the click of a button. The negatives, you know, with all that access comes also access to your music. You know, now you got easy access one way, then they got easy access to you as well. So, you know, that's the negative. But for us, you know, hopefully we got ways that'll overcome all that, you know, and the music will speak for itself, and our fans will continue to support us the way that they have in the past.
Okay. All right. So we almost out of time here, man, but it was –
Oh, man, we had fun, man.
Nah, you cool, man. You cool with us, man.
Definitely, man. It was great talking to you guys. And, you know, basically, out there, we just talked to Seaside, man, and they told us a lot about what they had going on, their new artists, you know, the people that producers that they work with and everything. And, you know, tell them where they can find you. Tell them, you know, everything you want them to know right now before we
New York on Spate. You can find us in New York on Spate Radio. Nah, real talk though. You can go to myspace.com/seasideonline. That's myspace.com/CSIDEONLINE. You know, add us as a friend. Check out episode of Seaside TV. We got our music video on there. You know, YouTube episodes of what we be doing, you know, behind the scenes. You might catch us working with some artists, you know, some footage of that, us tripping out, whatever it is. You know, you might find you if you're a dude and you're like, man, these dudes, I don't mess with them. If you want to find some beautiful women, look through our friends list. I guarantee you're going to find some of your life.
Guarantee.
But anyway, you know what I'm saying? You can holler at us on MySpace, and you can also hit up our website at seasideonline.com.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to hit them with our boyfriend, girlfriend. We're going to let it ride out with that. And, you know.
Time, one more time. That's right. It's your boy, Seaside, right here. And this is song, Boyfriend, Girlfriend.
Yeah.
My side.
Yo.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.